Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we are here to talk with Miss Lolita Jackson, a member of the Camellia Rose Lynx, about an upcoming screening of the documentary Maynard. Miss Jackson, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us, Kipling. And I'm excited. I think the community is excited. And we would just like everyone to come out and see the documentary. It's a beautiful story about the life, the legacy, and leadership of former Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson Jr. But it's also about giving back to the community. And it's under his mantra that Camellia Rose believes in. And that's the book, the ballot, and the buck. And so what we, the opportunity that we've had is to present this film. We're doing it at the Carter Center on April 28th to the community. And it's a fundraiser. And so tickets are $50 per person. And we are offering a discounted rate to students, seniors, and groups of 10 at $25. But it's really about promoting education and the importance of voting. We've been doing that with some of students in high schools that are at Atlanta high schools that are turning 18. And also, and that's the ballot. So the book, the ballot, and the buck. And so it's promoting education, encouraging voter registration, and getting out there and voting. But also the buck, and what we're doing, the proceeds from this particular event will go towards scholarships for students at Maynard Jackson High School.
I think that's wonderful. But even better, we've been talking about voting, and we've got a gubernatorial primary coming up in May, voter registration coming up April 24th to participate in that. And I remember registering to vote in high school, and for some reason it seems that that went away. So could you share with our listeners a little bit about why the Camellia Rose Lynx chapter thought this was so important to get in front of young people and to teach that responsibility that we all have as citizens to cast our vote?
So we had a group of ladies becoming a part of our Lynx chapter, and they helped us to see that young people, it was young people who have, when you really look back at history, it's the young people who have helped make a difference in all the changes that have happened in our history. And so for us, it's important to, you know, help them to see how they can make a difference and how voting decisions can change your life, how these rules can change your life. And so that's why it's important to us, not just registering to vote, but knowing what they're voting for, knowing who the people are that that they're voting for. And so it's about more than just voting. It's about helping to make a difference. And that's who Maynard Jackson was as a person, as a man. He left a legacy, not just for his immediate family, but also for all of us who watched him as a leader from afar, and those whose lives he's touched personally as a mentor. And so as part of this screening, we will have a panel discussion after each screening, and the panel discussion will include, you know, a representative from his family, a representative who was a good friend, someone from the business community, as well as someone representing the political community.
I think that's amazing, because for us who grew up in Atlanta under the leadership of Mayor Jackson, it's almost expected. I mean, we've had a slew of mayors after Maynard Jackson who were all kind of under that same political leadership. But we seem to take it for granted. You know, in Atlanta, we're blessed. We've had black mayors for decades. And his story is really impactful, and powerful. He was a very young man when he took the mantle of leadership for this city. And you cannot look at Atlanta today and Atlanta 30 years ago without seeing the fingerprint of Maynard Jackson almost everywhere.
Right. And so that's why this documentary is so important for folks in Atlanta to see. I will tell you, it's about more. I will say it's about more than Maynard. It's about the legacy that he left to make Atlanta what it is today, to make the airport what it is today. And that's why it bears his name. It's also about, for me, when I look at it, it's about the legacy he left for his children, in particular, his son, Maynard Jackson III, and his creativity as a producer of this documentary.
And he left a legacy, in my opinion, for all of us.
Yes.
Because I was a little girl growing up here in Atlanta, and I got the opportunity to see a man who was, you know, had my color skin, mm-hmm. who was leading this municipality. Mm-hmm. And some of the changes he made in contracting and city spending, we see the results of that as well, because those legacies continued. So his legacy is so far reaching, and it really shouldn't be taken for granted.
Right. And part of that legacy is stepping out and serving the community. And as a organization like the Links Incorporated, the Camellia Rose chapter and its members are proud to be able to present the film, but to be able to take the proceeds and share, you know, them with the community in scholarships for those students at Maynard Jackson High School.
And a lot of people don't realize, you mentioned that these are scholarships for continuing their education at the college level, mm-hmm. book scholarships.
Yes.
Sometimes people will have a full scholarship, but that doesn't cover everything. Right. There's books, there's room, there's board.
And there's food.
And there's food. So students are always right. neat. Right. And so this is a wonderful idea so that you all can support the students mm-hmm. at the school named for Maynard Jackson. Right. We're going to give a few more details. The screening is actually taking place on April 28th. There'll be two screenings, one at 11 a.m. and one at 2 p.m. And as you mentioned, after each screening, there will be a panel discussion. So I know it's a fundraiser, but this is also something for families.
Yes.
This is something that you can bring your children to who may just, you know the name Maynard Jackson, as you mentioned, is on the airport and it's on the high school. It's on different things. But just knowing the name doesn't give you the story.
This will give you his story.
And as you mentioned, young people are the ones who change the world. Right. And we don't think about it now, but Maynard was a very young man when he took that position as mayor.
He was, and you'll see more about that in the documentary.
I think this is wonderful. I'm going to direct folks to you all's website. It is the Camellia Rose Links, Inc.org, and that's spelled C-A-M-E-L-L-I-A. Rose, R-O-S-E, Links, L-I-N-K-S, Inc., I-N-C, .org, the Camellia Rose Links .org. You could get more information, and you can register to attend at Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Eventbrite and put in the Camellia Rose Links chapter, all of the information about the event will come up.
Right, exactly. And the Eventbrite link should be on our website as well. So you should be able to click on that link and get the details to get your ticket.
And this is an Atlanta story in Atlanta at the Carter Center to support Atlanta's young people.
Yes.
It's a no-brainer.
It's perfect.
It's the perfect meeting of a wonderful story. And I think we could probably sit here and share stories about Maynard Jackson and his position at mayor. But for the family to have the wherewithal and to the forward thinking to put together this documentary so that this will exist forever.
Yes. And I will tell you, spearheading that was Maynard Jackson. The the third, who I mentioned earlier, and his wife, Wendy Ely Jackson, who is also a member of the Camellia Rose chapter of the Lynx Incorporated.
And this comes back to another thing that I'm fond of, is that we have stories to tell, and we need to find ways to tell our stories.
Yes.
And this story of Maynard goes beyond our city. And I mean, as he led our city beyond the country into international waters, this story really speaks to what leadership means, what people can do when they have that passion and that thought, and when they want to serve.
Right. And how also important education is, and how important serving your community is, and how very, very important it is to vote.
It always comes back to that vote. And we know with the elections coming up here in our city, it is more important for our young people to understand that their votes count. Right. And as you mentioned, that they think strategically about who they're voting for.
Yes.
Lolita Jackson, thank you so much for coming and sharing with our listeners today about this wonderful event that I'm sure the whole community is going to take part in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.